everybody. Welcome back. Brand new episode of the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. It's TLC talk. You know what? It is time to dish. And oh my God, we had a crazy freaking week in the TLC world. For those of you all just tuning in, because I get so many new podcast listeners from TikTok. I love you, TikTok, so much. And I'm live on TikTok. I kind of do that. I record TLC episodes and go live because everyone on TLC loves the Sister Wives tea. They love the 1,000-pound sisters tea. And then, of course, I upload the podcast episode. So every Wednesday, I do TLC Talk. I am obsessed. You can thank Olivia Plath from Welcome to Plathville. She got me into, and I am obsessed with Welcome to Plathville. That turned me on to TLC shows about 3 years ago. And then ever since, I've been at all of them. And I've become such a fan, tons of TLC people have come on my show. So I've had everybody on, Yara, Jovi, Kimberly. By the way, I was on Kimberly's live, Kimberly and Usman from this past season of 90 Day Fiancé season 9. You know, she's single. Is she dating? What's going on? Oh, let me sip some water. I have no voice. My voice is gone. I swear I have long haul COVID. Like, are you a doctor? You know, are you a damn doctor listening to this trashy podcast about TLC people? You know, if you're a doctor, what the fuck? They don't even know the signs and symptoms of long haul COVID. And I swear I've had it. I've had COVID twice in the past year. First time, it was like nothing. I don't even think I had any side effects. Second time, and I'm vaxxed, I'm boosted, folks. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And since then, I haven't exactly felt right. I haven't been, well, I'm ovulating again because I think I'm taking a ton of vitamins. So like, my body's coming back, but I've had stomach issues. I read that these stomach aches, these really weird stomach aches and nausea feeling that I was having can be a result of long haul COVID. And I just have had these weird like cough and now my voice is gone, but I'm not really sick. Did you tune into the medical podcast? You did not, but I don't care. I don't give a rip. Now I share everything about my life and my opinions. I'm not always right. I'm just going to tell you what I feel based on my research. Okay, do your own fucking research. What do I know? Anyway, let's get back to TLC because we have tons of shit to get to. We have a huge 1,000-pound sister divorce coming. It's confirmed and it is real. You are hearing it here for the second place, totally confirmed. I will tell you why it's 100% confirmed. Again, I'm the second source, okay? I'm not the first, all right? You tune into me because you're entertained by me, bitch, all right? I don't always break the first news, all right? Look, I ain't here. This ain't PBS NewsHour. I ain't got journalists out on the streets getting you like all the tea, okay? I sit back, I wait, I call some sources. I go, did you hear this shit? Okay, is it true or not? And I've heard shit. So we'll get into the 1,000-pound sister separation and divorce that is legit and real. Sister Wives. Oh my God, Sister Wives tea. Guess who from Sister Wives was spotted in Mexico filming? I'll tell you why they were in Mexico, the country of Mexico. Because there's like a Mexico, Maine, all right? I grew up in Maine. There's a Mexico, Maine, population 8. They were spotted in Vegas. They were spotted in Mexico and in Vegas. Who from Sister Wives? Gwendolyn, our girl Gwendolyn, who's one of Christine Brown's children, speaking out for the first time what she thinks of David Woolley, Christine's boyfriend, also confirming physical abuse by Cody. There is so much good Sister Wives tea this past week. And I got an anonymous tip. Who is running David Woolley's social media? Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, Celebrity Gossip 911. Oh, it is so on and popping. That and then from the 90 Day world, Eve and Muhammad, there's an update in their case. Kimberly did a very big TikTok live yesterday. I'll tell you what's going on with Kimberly and Usman. Jenny and Sumeet, did you see the new photos of Jenny and Sumeet? Famously from 90 Day Fiancé, they were just on Happily Ever After. They were featured. And I'm a late bloomer to Jenny and Sumeet. I was not a fan. Not because I just found them boring. Like, I actually, Jenny and Sumeet are actually two people that are like in love. And even though there's a big age gap, seem well suited for each other. He seems like an old soul. So I'm bored. You know what I mean? Bilal and Shida, it's like, I can't stop watching Bilal and Shida because convince me, Shida, that he is like, why are you with him? Like, I keep tuning in to figure out, like, is today the day I'm going to understand why she's with Bilal, you know? Jovi and Yara could split at any time. Ed, you know, big Ed and Liz, probably fake, but also, like, I kind of want to stick around to see Liz hook up with some chicks, you know? Like, so everyone's got their thing. Jenny and Sumit, to me, are, like, a little too real. Sorry. All right, let's go to the chat. Okay. So people are saying about long haul COVID that I could have long haul COVID and that I can cure long haul COVID with my diet if you cut out wheat ASAP. Interesting. You know, I've stopped eating a lot of gluten and that seems to have helped. Now, is it just wheat? You just cut wheat out and that will help your long haul COVID things? I've done all the dietary stuff. It's been 2 years. Okay, Stephanie, my doctor told me my new IBS was caused by COVID and will likely never get better. I swear to God, I need to get a COVID expert doctor on this podcast ASAP. BB Blue says, I love Olivia Plath. Aloha Chica says, I loved you on The Cane Show. Oh my God, thank you so much. People who, if you know, you know, I was on The Cane Show for years. Drop your comments, by the way, if you want to add something about Sister Wives. Okay, let's talk about the biggest thing that's happening is Amy Slayton is separated from Michael. Is this not shocking? This is shocking. Amy Slayton is now, I am not the first person to confirm it. I'm the second. Because Zachary Michael is a YouTuber who has become actual friends with Amy Slayton in real life. He dropped a YouTube video that says, that basically confirms he spoke to her and Amy has moved out from Michael. People are asking why she moved out with Michael from Michael when she bought the house. So, you know, I don't know what Kentucky laws are. Every state is different. Probably doesn't make any difference. If they bought the home together, they don't have a prenup. They're probably both entitled to half that house, whether she lives there or not. The rumor is that she is staying with Tammy and Tammy's new husband, Caleb. I went on my TikTok and I said, oh, you know, she's staying with Tammy and her fiance. Sorry, they are married. But P.S., Tammy and Caleb did not actually get married back in November when their marriage pictures, you know, popped. It was January. They waited till like the very final week to file their marriage license in January of 2023, and then they were married. FYI. It is shocking even to this YouTuber who I like, Zachary Michael, even shocking to him that Amy Slayton has separated from Michael. Now, I have been working. I cannot say too much because I don't want to give away my sources on this. I didn't believe this either. And Zachary says this on his show. He said, I could not believe that Amy Slayton was separated from Michael. Michael on the show does not say much, which... might explain why they're separated. The man does not seem very emotionally deep. And, you know, according to The Sun broke the story, they claim that Michael behind the scenes does not do much, is quite lazy in the relationship. Amy holds it down. Amy's the breadwinner. And on top of that, she's now a full-time mom to two boys, and Michael ain't doing shit. Now, they have now filed for divorce. They are separated. Maybe they are trying to work things out. But they are, in fact, separate. They're off. Like, it is really 100% true. I have been working on trying to get someone very popular from Thousand Pound Sisters on the Sarah Fraser Show. You know, I've had Dr. Eric Smith, who's their Tammy's bariatric surgeon. Hello. Did surgery on Tammy, gave her bariatric surgery, has been on this podcast. It is not him. I'm trying to get someone else that's very, very big. And they are not doing interviews right now because of what is going on in the household, in the family. There's a lot of shit going down right now. If you're sleeping on Thousand Pound Sisters, oh, it is so good, season four. And we're going to be getting so much more. People are saying that Michael seems really lazy. He left the house a mess after she had a baby. I feel like he is so lazy. Spilled the tea on Sister Wives. I have so much tea coming on Sister Wives. Ah, Sarah, I'm Kat from... Wait, where are you from? Where are you from? Did all the dietary stuff. Oh, and that was our COVID chat. It's so sad. Wait, what's sad is I got here and missed it. You haven't missed any Sister Wives tea. You just missed Thousand Pound Sister tea. Oh my God, my friend Paul Barrios, who I love from Maryland. Paul, I miss you. Shout out to Paul Barrios, who I love. So anyway, that was the sister wives tea. The divorce is in fact real. I cannot believe it. Well, the separation. They're headed for divorce. I cannot believe it. I guess Michael was so low key. You know, you didn't really see them fight, so you didn't think like it was really real. You kind of thought Michael was like a passive player in going along, being on television, but like loved Amy, was very supportive. Apparently not. There has been trouble in paradise. Okay. I guess he is not pulling his weight and Amy is done. Can you imagine if we get, now Tammy is booed up, Tammy's married, and now we got Amy getting a divorce and out there dating? This show, these people get on TV. Everybody gets on TV and gets divorced. I swear to God. Everyone gets on TV and gets divorced. People are saying they're totally shocked about this separation between Amy Slayton and Michael. Didn't one of the other sisters marry Michael's brother and they're getting divorced too? Yes, Melissa, I do. That is true. I think one of the Slayton sisters, who is it? Does anyone know? Name the Slayton sister, I think, that's married to Michael's brother. Tammy's married. Amy's getting divorced. Man, I'm behind. Susie, it's true. Tammy Slayton was officially married in January of 2023 to Caleb Willingham, who you're seeing. She met him in rehab. You're seeing him on the show. Amanda. That's it. Amanda, the sister of Tammy and Amy, is married to Michael's brother and also getting divorced. Ooh! We got to get down there to KY. I'm talking about the state, not the jelly. And we got to find out what is going on. So there you go. Sister wives, a lot of shit going down on 1,000-pound sisters. Okay, let's talk about sister wives. The tea is so red hot. I teased at the beginning of this episode who from Sister Wives was filming in Mexico and spotted in Las Vegas. You guessed it right. It's Cody and Robin. So people are saying, sources are saying from inside and around the Cody Brown and Robin Brown camp that, and by the way, I'm going to have some exclusive Sarah Fraser Show tea coming up for you here in just a few minutes about David Woolley, Christine Brown's current boyfriend, and his social media. But Robin and Cody were spotted this past week in Las Vegas taking pictures with fans. Cody was on a complete shopping spree with Robin and Robin's sister. Now, people are saying that Robin is very upset about everything that's gone down this past season on Sister Wives, that Robin did not want the sisters, you know, Christine, Janelle, Mary to all leave. And the only thing that has been keeping Robin happy is shopping. Oh, Lord, he better get out there and sell some more of those guns. You know, Cody sells guns. And people have people either support this or they have a big problem with it. But Cody is out there at them gun shows. Honey, you better get out those muskets. And whatever the heck else, I don't know anything about guns, whatever the heck else you're showing, you know, your machetes, and you better be getting at those gun shows because Robin is spending the cash. She is spending the cash. On top of that, I told you, you are only going to hear it here. I told you first. People said to me, you know, there was all this stuff after Janelle and Christine and Mary left that Cody was not looking for new sister wives. And I said, baloney. These guys have all been like, they're like second generation polygamists. Cody is like a superstar in the polygamy community, which just sounds hysterical because I don't even know how many people could possibly be polygamous. But okay, the 1,000 families that are polygamous across the country. Cody and Robin were spotted in Mexico filming for season 18, auditioning a new sister wife. Yes, that's right. You heard it. Yes, correct. I told you guys, there is no way in hell this show was going to go on and Robin and Cody were not going to solicit for other sister wives. These people are polygamous, whether they really are or they, at this point, they pretend to be for the show. But you are 100% going to be seeing on season 18, Cody and Robin looking for a new sister wife. Apparently in Mexico. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. People are asking, is it Robin's niece? Who is Robin's sister? Maybe it's Robin's niece. I thought it was Robin's sister that was spotted with them in Las Vegas. Where are they getting all this money? Cody sells guns. Plus, they're on the TV show. I bet they got huge raises from this TV show. Plus, you know, they all sell MLM stuff. I'm all about get your coins. They are making so much money. So much money. Like, Robin is getting shopping sprees. They're raking in the cash. All of them now. Sister Wives, I've said it, like, I'm sure people that religiously listen to my podcast know I'm a broken record at this point. But Sister Wives season 17 that we just had over 2.5 million viewers in the season premiere. You know, that's bigger than Vanderpump Rules. It's bigger than any of the housewives, for any of the, even bigger than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's enormous ratings. Most shows now do not get 2.5 to 3 million viewers, like, for a debut. It's enormous. So they're making bank. They've got plenty of money to spend in Las Vegas. Ooh! They were spotted at Caesar's Palace. They were taking pictures with some fans. They were in Mexico, as I said, filming with a new potential sister wife. Robin is being absolutely spoiled. And Tracy Sullivan, by the way, Tracy Sullivan is Robin's sister who was in Las Vegas and spotted with them with fans taking pictures. Ooh. Okay. Now, Who is giving Mary? So Mary, of course, you know, I just posted a video on my TikTok of Mary. Mary was giving everybody advice about how to stay positive, what she does to stay positive when things are not so great. Mary said she reads books. She moves her body. What else did she do? I don't know. I think she said her mindset, like something about like positive affirmations or something. You can go look on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. But Mary's getting a big warning by the guy who is the inventor and host of Catfish on MTV, Nev. Is it Nev Schulman? Am I like saying Nev's name correctly? Oh, Nev. Nev Schulman. Thank you, Nev. MTV's longtime running Catfish show is issuing a warning to Mary. Now, here's going back in time. Do you guys all remember Mary actually was catfished in 2015? You remember this, right? Which kind of led to the beginning of her serious issues with Cody. Mary was catfished by a guy supposedly named Sam, who turned out to be a woman named Jackie. Did everyone know this? Jackie Overton, who's apparently a longtime scammer from Oklahoma. If you go on Twitter, because she also goes by the handle Not Batman Yet, where she, I believe, identifies as a guy on the Twitter. She's really a woman, but she doesn't say that. Maybe she, I don't know, y'all. She identifies as a man on Twitter. Not Batman Yet. The official Twitter account of Not Batman Yet and Vegan Sam. Dad times five kids, vegan, book club, podcaster, author, and three-time Bitcoin, what? I don't even fucking know. So people say this person's a complete scammer, okay? Mary thought that she was having an online conversation for a very long time with Sam, who turned out to be Jackie, so it was really a woman. So Mary has been catfished before. There is rumor, and Nev Schulman sat down with The Sun, that Mary is back online dating in Utah, okay? So Nev is essentially warning her to be very careful because the internet is a great place to meet people. And look, despite many experiences with people getting lied to on the internet, I still think it only represents a tiny fraction of the connections that have been made, said Nev. He was speaking to The Sun. And even though he says he doesn't know Mary personally, she's been catfished before, which makes her more vulnerable to be catfished in the future. Part of the reason that Mary and Cody divorced is Mary was having a quote-unquote affair with someone named Sam Cooper, who is actually a woman named Jackie Overton. Her catfishing scandal happened in 2015, and it caused a major strain in her marriage to Cody. Nev, who's currently married to his wife of 5 years, hopes that Mary keeps her guard up. And if she's continuing online dating, he says, quote, I think Mary should keep her guard up because if you're vulnerable to getting catfished once, it could probably happen again. Damn. Oh my God. Mary, please don't get catfished. Actually, I mean, please get catfished, really, because that would be great. Oh God, that would be good for the show. And you know, it's interesting that Nev is discussing this because this week, Mary denied being a lesbian. Mary says she's straight. And you know, there was a lot of discussion because obviously Mary bared her soul to, she thought it was a guy online. But it turned out to be a woman. But Mary this week came out and denied that she is a lesbian. She says she's straight. So she is looking for a partner. She is straight. And there you have it. But Nev Schulman from Catfish, MTV's Catfish, says that she is a candidate to get catfished again and is warning her to be very careful. He also basically says, you know, people who have just gone through divorces or lost a spouse, which, by the way, I can totally understand that. My dad died when I was in high school. My mom was like, so she wanted to find somebody like immediately. She was never catfished. But they're vulnerable. So she's basically, he's telling her she needs to be really careful. So there you have it. Gwendolyn, our girl Gwen. Now, Gwen is all over her YouTube. These kids are so smart on Sister Wives. Again, you know how much money they're all making from Patreons, YouTubes, their MLMs. Get it? Oh my God, get it. Gwen, you know, does her weekly updates. You can subscribe to her YouTube page if you want. But Gwen has come out, you know, there's been so much back and forth about, you know, Mary. Peyton came on, did an interview, said that Mary was physically abusive to the children. Gwen now coming out and saying on her YouTube page that she was physically abused by Cody as well. She said Cody was rough with her, would often throw her up in the air. So yes, she considers herself physically abused by Cody. This is all on her YouTube channel. This week, Gwen also says she has no relationship with Robin's younger children, despite asking Robin and Cody's younger kids to come to her engagement party. You know, Gwen is engaged to her fiance, who's a woman named Beatrice. She and Beatrice, earlier, a lot of Gwen's sisters were there. Christine was there. Now, Janelle was not there because Janelle's grandchild was being born. And Mary was invited, interestingly enough, but I do not believe that Mary, actually, Mary might have been in attendance, but did not take a photo. Probably didn't take a photo because they're filming. They're probably filming, and so did not take a picture. But it's a very interesting family dynamic. I mean, I know some of the siblings talk, some of them don't. A lot of the kids don't speak to Cody, but the kids all seem to speak to one another. You know, I mean, family dynamics are what family dynamics are. But Gwen basically says she finds it really sad that she has almost no relationship with Robin's younger kids. Last month, Gwen on her YouTube channel reacted to a clip of Cody welcoming his children with Robin home after their first day of school. Gwen said, quote, "I know that I should be happy for them, but seeing him be an active father with these kids really hurts. It sucks to not be able to see them," she said, wiping away tears. Back in December of 2022, Gwen also got candid about her thoughts on Robin, saying, "I just really don't like her as a person." As for Christine, Gwendolyn also touched on her mom's new relationship with boyfriend David Woolley. I have exclusive tea for you about David Woolley. So this is kind of interesting because Gwen isn't saying a lot about David. Now, everybody seems to be very supportive of Christine. Christine's madly in love with David. Again, we're going to be seeing David on season 18. They're filming. Christine posted a series of pictures with David, and in the background, you could see the camera guys. Gwendolyn says she's talking to Shody right now. You guys have probably seen the post about it. Gwendolyn shared of Christine's Valentine's Day announcement. She posted about her new boyfriend, David. But, you know, I don't see anywhere where Gwen says much if she likes him or doesn't like him. I think everybody's, you know, again, they've been dating for several months. By the way, I also got an exclusive tip that says that David Woolley's daughters are the ones running his Instagram now and all his social media accounts. Is that shocking? No. David Woolley's daughter is here on TikTok. I want to have her as a guest, by the way, on the podcast. So if anybody knows her, tell her that my show is fabulous and she should come on, you know? How about that? And Handmaid says, "I've been watching Gwendolyn's YouTube recaps and they're so sad." Well, tell us more. What's sad about them? Share it here. People are saying about Cody and Robin. Cody and Robin were spotted in Mexico filming and auditioning a new wife. He'll have to divorce Robin to bring a wife here. Now, that would be some karma. Wouldn't that be a wild turn of events? Wouldn't that be wild? So I did get this anonymous tip that basically says that David Woolley's kids are running his Instagram and social media accounts. Thank you for that. I love all your tips. You can always email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Send all your tips about TLC people. I'm not that surprised to hear that because I can't imagine David Woolley knows a lot about Instagram. The guy's a construction, like, you know, he's a builder. I doubt he spends his time on social media. So I love that they're doing that. You know, it's David Woolley's kids, at least his daughter, who I see on TikTok. They're very happy. They love Christine. I don't know if Gwen is loving David so much because I keep seeing these articles like, what does Gwen think of David Woolley? And then I never see the answer. So to me, she's being very coy. I'm sure now that they're famous to some degree, the kids are probably worried about who they're going to end up with, meaning who Christine's going to be with. They want to make sure it's somebody sincere. David seems sincere. We also found out from David's daughter on TikTok this week that their mom passed away from suicide. So really sad, you know, situation. I've not watched the entire video. If you did and you know more about David Woolley's wife, David Woolley is widowed. We knew that. And sadly, his wife took her own life. So sounded like she battled some depression, mental health issues. But again, I have not watched the entire video, so I will get up to speed. All right, let's shift gears. If there's any other sister wives tea that you know of, please let me know. Do we have an update on when the next season will be released? The next season of Sister Wives is not coming until probably September of 2023. Why do I know this? They're still filming. They were filming just a month or so ago. I think we're going to get Welcome to Plathville back, season 5, probably in August. And I think the fall, that Sister Wives is such a huge hit for them now. I think they're going to want, the fall is a great time to launch a new season. People are back. The weather's changing again. So I would say September, we're getting a new Sister Wives end of August, 1st of September. And probably another season of, we might be getting another season of 90 Day Fiancé really soon. So speaking of 90 Day Fiancé, Jenny and Sumeet, Jenny put out a new picture of herself with Sumeet. Hot, 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 hot. Oh my God, she looks gorgeous. Get with a younger woman. Get with a younger man, guys. Get with a young person, basically. I mean, like, you know, over the age of 21, please. Get with somebody younger, okay? They do you wonders. If you haven't seen the new photos of Jenny and Sumeet, they're on my TikTok. Jenny looks fire. She dyed her hair dark. She's gorgeous. Kimberly, who was with Usman, aka Soulja Boy, they are not together. She did a very long TikTok live here yesterday. She looks fantastic. People are asking, Kimberly, what did you do differently? She said she stopped dyeing her hair from the box and she gets her hair done and it's made all the difference in the world. She says that her hair, it looks fabulous. It's like younger. She's looking great. Even Muhammad, all domestic violence charges dropped for Eve. Do we remember this? Remember when Muhammad secretly recorded her yelling at him, basically saying, you're a deadbeat, Muhammad, you're a deadbeat. You don't do shit. You came over here. You want a fucking bidet in the house and you don't do shit. Get out of my house. And he was like, you're abusing me. You're abusing me. Well, anyway, all charges are dropped. So people are saying, well, that's not enough. Muhammad is a fucking con artist who got with Eve to get over here to the United States and we want him deported. Well, I have had Eve's immigration attorney, Kathleen Martinez, on my podcast, who's a little spitfire. Kathleen says it could take up to 2 years before he'll be deported. Because of COVID, everybody's so behind in immigration. She says that he won't have an immigration hearing to send him back for up to 2 more years. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of Muhammad. It's kind of like Memphis and Hamza. You know, Memphis filed for bankruptcy. A lot of people said, oh, Memphis filed for bankruptcy in Michigan, so she won't have to give Hamza anything. They're getting divorced. They're separated. They've been separated for a year. And Hamza is living, I believe, in the Chicago area. Crazy. All right. If you have any tips, please send them on. I'm obsessed at the Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com is the dot com. On TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. Why are they deporting Muhammad? They're deporting Muhammad for immigration fraud because he was talking to other women when he was married to Eve and has their supposed WhatsApp messages of him with another woman. And the other woman is saying, if you need, like, I'll be your sponsor, ditch Eve. And he's like basically saying, yeah, I can't wait to get rid of Eve. But I've got to stay with her until I get like my green card. Anyway, so he's now being investigated for immigration fraud and they are getting divorced. Crazy. And he cheated on Eve. It was kind of wild. Kind of wild. Okay. I know it's insane. All right, I have to go. I have like COVID voice. I don't have any voice. Okay. Love you guys. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening and following and subscribe to The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye. Bye.